Today on Gardening in a Minute, pruning roses. The rose has been cultivated for centuries and remains one of the world's most popular flowers. For roses to thrive, they must be groomed regularly. Selective trimming keeps plants healthy, attractive, and productive. Prune your roses once a year during January or February. In South Florida, pruning may be needed twice a year. Major yearly pruning allows us to remove dead and dying branches and improves the overall shape of the plant. Shorten the main canes, that are about 1 to 3 years old, by about half. To avoid dieback and encourage rapid healing, make pruning cuts just above a dormant bud or eye. When you remove an entire branch, make a smooth cut at the point of juncture. You can expect your first flowers about 8 to 9 weeks after pruning. For more information about rose culture, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Environmental Horticulture Department with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, controlling crabgrass. Annual grasses like crabgrass can ruin a lawn. Once crabgrass gets established in your St. Augustine grass, there's no way to get rid of it without tearing out your whole lawn and starting over. To prevent crabgrass from taking hold in your lawn, you can use pre-emergence herbicides. These are herbicides that are applied before weed seeds germinate. A general rule of thumb is to apply the chemical around February 1st in South Florida, February 15th in Central Florida, and March 1st in North Florida, or when day temperatures reach 65 to 70 degrees for 4 to 5 consecutive days. Pre-emergence herbicides are generally effective in controlling weeds for 6 to 12 weeks following application. For more information about lawn care, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Environmental Horticulture Department with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, controlling thatch in your turf. Improper mowing and excessive watering or fertilizing can cause lawn grasses to develop a thick, spongy mat of dead and living shoots, stems, and roots that builds up between green vegetation and the soil surface. This spongy mat is called thatch, and it's a symptom of an unhealthy lawn. Thatch is an excellent habitat for chinch bugs and turf caterpillars, and it reduces the effectiveness of insecticides. When your lawn has a serious thatch problem, it may be necessary to remove it mechanically with a vertical mower or power rake. Before you attempt to remove your thatch mechanically, look into all the available control practices to help solve the problem. For more information about turf grass management, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Environmental Horticulture Department with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, anticipating insect pests. We all want our landscapes to be our little slice of paradise. The problem is that sometimes insect and disease problems damage or even kill some of our plants. The most important thing you can do is to learn to anticipate what problems you might incur before they strike. You can do this by knowing what key pest problems affect the plants you have in your landscape. We know certain plants have key pest problems. When you're on the lookout for these pests, you can avoid serious damage to your plants and may be able to avoid spraying at all. This is just part of an integrated pest management, or IPM, plan, which helps to keep our plants in acceptable condition without damaging our environment. By practicing IPM, you can protect your plants and our world. For more information about integrated pest management, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bat houses. Bats are an important part of Florida's ecology. A single bat can eat thousands of insects each night. Unfortunately, bat populations are declining due to loss of habitat. Florida-friendly landscapes provide habitat for native animals, and one way you can accomplish this is by building a house for these unique flying mammals. First, you'll need to pick a site for your bat house. Make sure the location is fairly open and bats can easily see the bat house. Find or design a blueprint you like. Choose a rough-cut wood suitable for outdoor exposure, such as western red cedar. Hang the completed house 12 to 15 feet above the ground on the south side of a tree trunk or building. Your bat house may become home to 100 or more bats. For more information about bats, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Environmental Horticulture Department with WUFT-FM.